Day number 6. All that we don't know about trouble. Read John 16, verse 33, James 1, verses 2 and 12, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, 1 Peter 4, verse 12, and Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 13. When questioned about the existence of God, Albert Einstein is alleged to have answered, "Man knows perhaps 3% of all there is to know. That leaves 97% we do not know. Is there room in that 97% for God?" In between the things we know are vast expanses of things we do not know. Navigating blindly through these voids most certainly leads to wrong conclusions, especially when those conclusions have to do with trouble in our lives. Our loving Heavenly Father has not left us to navigate blindly through these oceans of unknowns. He has given us the necessary instrumentation, two essential guides, to lead us through space, time, and trouble, so we can avoid being broken and shipwrecked on rocky cliffs of doubt. The first guide. Guide number 1 is truth. While he hasn't revealed every truth that can be known, what truth he has revealed is a solid, trustworthy guide through life's hazards. Truths we know about trouble is that it is expected. Jesus guaranteed we'd have trouble, John 16:33. So why be surprised at our suffering, as though something strange were happening to us, 1 Peter 4:12. Another truth we know about trouble is that it's purposeful. Peter said trials purify and strengthen faith and result in heavenly reward, 1 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7. A third truth about trouble is that it is reassuring. Trouble sent to correct us when we err proves we belong to God. Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 13. And lastly, 3, 2, 1. And the last truth we'll talk, 3, 2, 1. And a fourth thing that we know about trouble is that it results in good. Paul said God redeems good out of trouble, Romans 8, verse 28. The first guide is truth. The second guide is faith. Faith is the great bridger of gaps, the connector of dots that fills the spaces between the truths we know. Simply put, the math of troubling times is this: truth plus faith equals confidence.